of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and let's get right started with this one from Real Simple. Your breath can help you chill out and make a fresh start when you're feeling agitated, emotionally overheated, or impatient. Use this cooling breath as a personal air conditioner to get relief from irritations and upsets. Make an oval with your lips. Draw in a long, strong breath. You will probably hear a sound like the wind blowing. The air coming into your body will cool off your tongue. At the end of the inhalation, close your lips and gently press your tongue against the roof of your mouth. Feel the coolness of your tongue, soothe your nervous system, and calm your mind. Hold your breath for 3 seconds. Then slowly exhale through your nose. Repeat 5 times. From Good Housekeeping, we've got the best of the best. The topic today is water filters. Americans toss nearly 35 million plastic bottles every year. Help reduce waste and get better water with our top-tested picks. How we tested? We collected 252 data points and evaluated contaminant removal certifications to rate top-selling pitchers and bottles on ease of setup, filtering speed, and cleaning. So, in your kitchen, the winner was for the over $100 category. Create the ultimate water station in your on your counter with this plug-in Aquasana unit. It removes the widest range of contaminants of all our winners and comes with a 16-cup dispenser to fill glasses and an 8-cup pitcher for the fridge. The lab lowdown, we were impressed by how much it's certified to filter, even lead and asbestos. It was also the fastest in our test, working through 16 ounces in just half a minute. The mobile app was great for tracking usage and filter status. That's the Aquasana Clean Water Machine, $130 on aquasana.com. The under $100 winner, want something smaller? Brita's 10-cup pitcher easily fits in the fridge and gets rid of chlorine for better tasting and smelling water, plus some heavy metals. The lab lowdown, our pros like that you can swap its filter with the long last one, $17, that also removes lead and other substances and lasts for up to 6 months. An indicator in the lid lets you know when it's time to replace that filter. This is the Brita Grand, $35 from Brita.com. For on the go, the over $25 winner, Aquasana's glass bottle nixes lead, bacteria, chlorine, and other contaminants. If you're traveling and not sure about water quality, this will give you peace of mind. The lab lowdown, this is one of the few portable options that filter out more than chlorine, and we love how quickly it works. It lost points for being hand wash only and heavy, but it comes in lighter plastic and stainless steel, too. This is the Aquasana clean water bottle in a glass, $40 from aquasana.com. And the winner in the under $25 category, great to keep in your gym bag or bring on a trip, Brita's squeezable 20-ounce bottle makes quick work of filtering chlorine wherever you are. The lab lowdown, it improves odor and taste as you sip the filters in the cap, so you don't have to wait to hydrate. While not designed to remove lead or other harmful chemicals, it's lightweight, even when full and dishwasher safe. This is the Brita Sport Bottle, $10 on Brita.com. The Good Housekeeping Lab tip, make sure you change your unit's filter regularly, check the manual, and use only filters that are manufacturer approved. From Family Circle, health tips from around the world. We've mapped out a few new habits that could help you slim down, boost your mood, and improve heart health and more. From the Arctic Circle to the Amazon, countless customs connected to better health are worth checking out. They may date back hundreds of years, but many are aligned with our current understanding about wellness, says Amy W. Yang Wang, MD, Associate Professor of Medicine at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. Try one of these traditions we've imported, no passport required. From Switzerland, think beyond the gym. We might be busy, but we're not all that active. This may be related to our tendency to view exercise as something we have to schedule as opposed to an ongoing part of daily life. In Switzerland, for example, belonging to a gym is about half as common as it is in the U.S., yet Americans are almost four times as likely to be obese. Research indicates that's partly because the Swiss walk almost twice as much throughout the day, racking up an average of 9,650 steps compared to our 5,117. To get moving, Wang suggests doing little things like joining a lunchtime walking club, cutting back on using the elevator, and parking further away from your destination. From Scandinavia, less is more. Hygge has been all the rage recently in the U.S., but the notion of coziness and contentment has long been a staple of Scandinavian well-being. Compared with Americans, Scandinavians on average have stronger social networks and spend 5.7 hours less per week at work. Scandinavian countries are also consistently ranked among the world's happiest. We can emulate hygge by practicing gratitude. Yep, there are journals and apps for that. Prioritizing togetherness, when are you next getting together with your girlfriends? And upping the cozy quotient at home. Couldn't your couch use fluffier pillows? From East Africa, go with grains. There's good reason to reach for whole grains, like those popular in East African cuisine. According to Wang, grains such as teff, found in Ethiopian injera bread, and amaranth are good sources of fiber and protein, which can help promote a healthy weight and decrease the risk of obesity. Experts recommend 3 to 5 servings of whole grain daily. To follow East African practice, try having half a cup of cooked grains or a piece of injera with vegetables like cabbage, collard greens, or lentils. From Thailand, the might of massage. In Thailand, massages are accepted as a primary health care treatment for aches and pains, says Yuriwan Kachawan, PhD, assistant professor of physical therapy at Konkin University. With the prevalence of chronic pain being more than twice as high in the U.S. as it is in Thailand, 47% versus 20%, here's your reason to consider a rubdown. Research shows that massage can help with everything from lower back pain to headaches. From the Amazon, be nutty. Last year, the indigenous people of a remote part of Bolivia, the Tsimane, made headlines for having the healthiest hearts on the planet. While their remarkably unclogged arteries can't be attributed to just one factor, experts think a non-processed, carbohydrate-based diet that includes nuts and seeds might play a role. Seeds and nuts of all types are high in essential fatty acids, which can keep blood vessels and nerves healthy, says Daphne Miller, MD, author of The Jungle Effect, The Healthiest Diets from Around the World. Work a handful into your diet as an afternoon snack or pre-dinner bite to avoid overeating. Almonds, walnuts, macadamia nuts, hazelnuts, and pecans may have some of the strongest heart health benefits. From the Arctic Circle, one fish, two fish. People who live above the Arctic Circle can experience up to 3 months of polar night at a time. A possible key to helping them combat seasonal affective disorder, experts say it could be their diet. Studies show that people who eat more fish may have a lower risk of depression, says Wang. Fish containing omega-3 fatty acids, such as salmon, mackerel, and sardines, are thought to have the most benefit. We're guessing salmon would go over best, especially with finicky kids. Wang suggests at least 2 to 3 servings per week for adults and 1 to 2 for children. And from the Netherlands, travel on two wheels. The Netherlands boasts more bicycles per capita than any other European country. The Dutch treat cycling as a mode of transportation, not just a fitness activity, as 60% of us do, for getting to school or work or running errands. This leads to longer lives, says a study published by the American Journal of Public Health. Americans who drive a vehicle for 87% of daily trips live 2.6 years less than the Dutch. Boost your activity by swapping some car, bus, or train rides for bike rides. Take advantage of bike paths and routes, suggests Wang, especially if you live near work or school. And there's also that stationary bike that's probably collecting dust in your closet, too. From Real Simple, five things you should never skimp on. Sometimes it really does pay to spend more. Number one, kitchen knives. Rather than buying a cheap but clunky set of 12 knives, put that money toward one good chef's knife, says Sam Goldbrook, a chef at the Chopping Block, a recreational cooking school in Chicago. A chef's knife is the workhorse of the kitchen, and a high-quality one with a comfortable handle can make your cooking safer and speedier. Aside from an 8-inch chef's knife, Goldbrook recommends that every home cook have a bread knife and a paring knife. Keep blades in good condition by swapping stone or glass cutting boards for wood or plastic ones, and never use a chef's knife to cut frozen foods, bones, or bread. 2. Safety gear. It may be tempting to snag that garage sale bike helmet, but unless you're absolutely certain of its provenance, and know it's never been in even a minor accident, experts advise against doing so. You can't always spot whether a helmet has been damaged, which means your secondhand find may not keep you or your kids safe. Instead, head to a bike shop. There's no standard sizing when it comes to helmets, so try on a few options. Go with one that fits snugly with the front edge no more than an inch or so above your eyebrows. 3. House paint. You'll hold on to a few extra bucks by buying the cheapest gallons of paint, but that savings may be short-lived. When Consumer Reports ran some 3,000 tests on more than 130 paints, researchers found that the least expensive paint, which costs less than $20 a gallon, tend to require more coats to cover darker colors and did not weather as well as slightly pricier gallons. That doesn't mean you need to max out your budget. 4 of the 5 top-rated interior and exterior paints were hardware store brands. Skip bargain paint brushes, too. Tug the bristles before you buy. They should feel tightly packed. Number 4, pet food. I can't stress enough how important diet is for pets, says Amber Slaughter, DVM, a veterinarian at Medical District Veterinary Clinic at Illinois in Chicago. Springing for high-quality eats helps your dog or cat stay healthy and may help stave off conditions like diabetes, kidney disease, and dental issues that require medication or pricey prescription diets. To figure out whether your pet's kibble is up to snuff, zero in on protein, says Slaughter. Even the priciest brands tend to include corn or grain byproducts, but you want to make sure meat is listed in the top 3 ingredients. Number 5, oil changes. The best way to keep your car on the road as long as possible is to get regular oil changes at intervals recommended by your car's manufacturer, says Jenny Newman, editor-in-chief of Cars.com. Depending on the car and conditions, that could be every 7,500 to 10,000 miles. Peek at the owner's manual for a mileage schedule. When your mechanic suggests the costlier oil, don't bristle at the perceived upsell. Today's finely tuned engines often require pricey synthetic motor oils, says Newman. Using the expensive stuff when recommended by the automaker may help your engine run longer. From Good Housekeeping, your bookshelf, Goodreads, page turners for lazy days. First, this is a funny book, Maeve, that's M-A-E-V-E, in America. This is by Maeve Higgins, H-I-G-G-I-N-S. An Irish comic, Maeve turns her wise eye toward our culture in witty, relatable essays about her move to New York City. Then we have a mystery called An Unwanted Guest by Sherry LaPena, L-A-P-E-N-A. A romantic inn, a blizzard that cuts off contact, and the one-by-one demise of guests add up to a gripping mystery perfect for fans of Agatha Christie. And the last one, Believe Me by J.P. Delaney, D-E-L-A-N-E-Y. Broke actress Claire is hired by police to entrap a murderer suspect, or is the web really being spun around her? An intense, stylish, psychological thriller. From Real Simple, 5 ways to expand your social circle. In a friendship rut, a few experts' ideas for meaningful ways to mingle with new people. First, grow by gardening. Community food gardens automatically give people 2 things to rejoice or complain about together, food, and the weather. And many of our members, young families, seniors, church groups, veterans, and others, become friends in our gardening or cooking classes, or during our garden socials or all garden work days. New members get a welcome sign on their plots so the other gardeners know they may need help. One woman told us she's lived here for 14 years, and after joining one of our gardens, she finally felt at home. And this was by LaMonda Joy, president of the Chicago nonprofit Peterson Garden Project, which she founded in 2010. She's the author of Start a Community Food Garden, The Essential Handbook. Number two, sing along. A community chorus helps people in different stages of life with a variety of viewpoints find something in common, making music. It's powerful. Our chorus is co-ed with singers from age 15 to their 80s, college students and community members, professionals and service industry workers, church choir singers, and people who would never set foot in a church. At a time when our connections are so digital, choirs provide a uniquely human connection, the opportunity to stand shoulder to shoulder with others and be aware of their very breath. And that was Amy Beckman Collier, Director of Choral Studies at Drake University in Des Moines, Iowa. She conducts the Drake University Community Chorus and auditioned ensembles. Next, team up for fitness. Everyone at our CrossFit gym is in the same boat. No matter how good you are, you still have to work hard and you still sweat. We all want to improve and we pride ourselves in working as a team. It's the opposite of putting in your earbuds and going from machine to machine. Our community is eclectic, teens and seniors, super fit folks and people who are new to exercise, pregnant women and athletes with disabilities. Everyone does the same workout, but it can be adjusted for physical ability or disability. Finishing a workout together that seems too challenging forges bonds, many of which extend outside the gym doors. And that was Malin Howell, owner of CrossFit Prospect Heights in Brooklyn, New York, where he also coaches. Number four, share supper and stories. Making your grandmother's sweet potato pie or another dish with meaning for a potluck with strangers is a great way to introduce yourself. Sharing a personal story along with your dish can be transformational. Invite five neighbors or coworkers you don't know well. Encourage them to bring a friend. Ask everyone to share an experience we've all had, for example, a time when they felt unwelcome. Forming unexpected connections can be deeply beautiful, especially at a time when we are often connected only to people who think or look like us. And this was Reverend Jennifer Bailey, an ordained minister in Nashville. She co-founded the People's Supper, which has hosted more than 1,000 suppers in 121 cities. And last, welcome refugees. I cherish the fact that my Mormon kids from Dallas are able to help Muslim refugee kids from war-torn Syria resettle. It's made our kids reevaluate their lives. We don't have to worry about shelling from opposition forces. It's important for our kids to see that not everyone prays to the same God, speaks the same language, or lives in the same comfort, but we all need to be loved, to feel safe, to be educated, and to have the freedom to make changes so we can have a better, safer life. They see the world as a big place and learn the value of lending a hand. And that was Greg Christensen, an advertising agency creative director who volunteers with Refugee Services of Texas, along with his wife Susie, a teacher, and their four children. They live in Dallas. Moving on to some eats here from Redbook. We've got garlicky fiesta shrimp, active and total time 15 minutes. Here's what you need: 1 tablespoon olive oil, 4 cloves of garlic finely chopped, 3 strips of lemon zest from 1 lemon thinly sliced, half of a 12-ounce jar of salsa, 1 8-ounce can of tomato sauce, 20 large peeled and deveined shrimp, 2 cups baby spinach, 1/4 cup crumpled feta cheese, and flatbread for serving. Heat oil in a large skillet on medium, then stir in garlic and lemon zest until beginning to brown, about a minute. Add salsa and tomato sauce and bring to a simmer. Nestle the shrimp in the salsa mixture and cook covered 3 minutes. Fold in spinach and cook until just beginning to wilt and shrimp are opaque throughout. 1 to 2 minutes more. Sprinkle with cheese and serve with flatbread if desired. seared chicken with cheesy spinach and mushrooms. Active time, 25 minutes. Total time, 30. You need 2 tablespoons olive oil, 10-ounce sliced mushrooms, kosher salt and pepper, 4 6-ounce boneless skinless chicken breast, thickest and pounded half-inch thick, 1 shallot finely chopped, 1/2 cup of dry white wine, 1/2 of a 5.2-ounce package of garlic and herb cheese, we used Borzin, 1 bunch of spinach, thick stems discarded, leaves roughly chopped. Heat a large skillet on medium-high, add 1 tablespoon of the oil, then mushrooms, season with 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and cook, tossing twice, until golden brown, 6 to 8 minutes. Transfer to a plate. Reduce heat to medium and add remaining tablespoon of oil to the skillet. Season the chicken with 1/2 teaspoon salt and 1/4 teaspoon pepper, and cook until golden brown and cooked through, 5 to 7 minutes. Per side. Transfer to plates. Add shallot to the skillet and cook, stirring, 2 minutes. Add wine and cook, scraping up any browned bits, 2 minutes. Then stir in cheese until melted. Add spinach and cook until beginning to wilt. Fold in mushrooms and serve with chicken. Potato leek soup. Active time is 15 minutes. Total time, 35. You need 16 ounces of frozen hash browns, 4 slices bacon, 2 tablespoons unsalted butter, 2 tablespoons olive oil plus more for drizzling, 2 leeks, which is about 1 pound total, white and light green parts only, thinly sliced, 2 cloves garlic sliced, kosher salt and pepper, 4 cups low-sodium chicken broth, 2 tablespoons heavy cream, 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice plus more for serving, and sliced scallions for serving. Heat oven to 425 degrees. Line a rimmed baking sheet with nonstick foil and lightly coat the center with cooking spray. Arrange 1 1/2 cups hash browns in an even layer in the middle and strips of bacon around it. Bake, tossing hash browns once, until bacon is crisp and potatoes are golden brown, 20 to 25 minutes, removing bacon as necessary. Transfer to a paper towel-lined plate and break bacon into pieces once cool. Meanwhile, heat butter and oil in a heavy-bottomed medium pot on medium-high. Add leeks, garlic, and 1/2 teaspoon salt and 1/4 teaspoon pepper, and cook, stirring occasionally, until edges are golden brown, 6 to 8 minutes. Stir in remaining hash browns and chicken broth, cover, and bring to a simmer. Simmer covered until potatoes are tender, about 5 minutes. Stir in heavy cream. Using an immersion blender or a standard blender in batches, puree until smooth. Stir in lemon juice and serve topped with crispy hash browns, bacon, pepper, and scallions if desired. Ham, cheese, and cauliflower galette. Active time is 15 minutes, total time 50. You need 1/2 of a small head of cauliflower, or about 12 ounces, cored and sliced 1/4 inch thick. 1/2 of a small red onion, thinly sliced, 1 tablespoon fresh rosemary, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, kosher salt and pepper, 1/2 ounce Gruyere cheese grated, 2 ounce thinly sliced deli ham torn to pieces, 1 refrigerated rolled pie crust, and 1 large egg beaten. Heat oven to 425 degrees. In a large bowl, toss together cauliflower, onion, rosemary, oil, 1/4 teaspoon salt, and 1/2 teaspoon pepper. Fold in Gruyere and ham. Working on a piece of parchment paper, roll pie crust into a 12-inch circle. Slide the paper and crust onto a baking sheet. Spoon cauliflower mixture onto a pie crust, leaving 2 1/2-inch border around the edge. Fold border over mixture. Brush crust with egg and bake until vegetables are tender and crust is golden brown, 30 to 35 minutes. The miraculously easy technique for perfect meat. This is from Redbook. Repeat after us. Sear, sear, roast. That's the secret to delicious steak, chicken, and pork. Follow these steps to get a beautiful brown crust and the center cooked through just right. Bonus, you can then use the same skillet to make a quick pan sauce while your meat finishes in the oven. Master recipe then. Prep. Pat the meat dry. Extra moisture causes it to steam rather than sear. And let it sit at room temperature for 20 minutes. Heat oven to 400 degrees. Heat a 12-inch skillet. For best crust, don't use a nonstick pan. On medium-high. Season the meat evenly on both sides with salt and pepper, being extra generous with red meat. Then sear. Add 1 tablespoon olive oil to the hot skillet and swirl it to evenly coat the bottom of the pan. Add your meat and sear until the bottom is nicely browned. Check the suggested cooking times, which I'll get into later. Carefully flip each piece of meat and sear until the other side is browned too. Also, rotate the skillet to ensure even browning. Transfer the meat. Then it says roast. Transfer the meat to a small rimmed baking sheet, save the skillet, in a single layer and roast to desired doneness. Transfer to a cutting board and let rest for at least half of its total cooking time to help the meat stay juicy and make it easier to slice. Don't forget to save any extra juices for the pan sauce. So here are those cooking times for strip or sirloin steak. If you've got one piece, about a pound, the thickness, 1.5 inch, sear time per side, 2 to 3 minutes, roasting time, 5 minutes for medium rare at 135 degrees. If it's a bone-in center-cut pork chop, maybe doing 4 of them, 2 pounds, 1.25 inch thick. Sear time per side would be 2 to 3 minutes, and roasting time, 8 minutes for medium rare, 145 degrees Fahrenheit. I think that's the temperature you want it to reach in the middle. For bone-in, skin-on chicken thighs, if you have 4 of them, about 1.75 pounds worth, thickness of 1 inch, sear time per side would be 2 to 3 minutes, and then your roast time, 10 minutes to cook through, which would be getting it to 165 degrees Fahrenheit. And for boneless, skinless chicken thighs, number of pieces, 4, weight would be about 1.5 pounds, 1 inch thickness, sear time per side would be 1 to 2 minutes, and then your roasting time would be 3 minutes to cook through to 165 degrees Fahrenheit. And then we've got a couple littles. Or here is the best ever pan sauce. First, as soon as your meat is done cooking, transfer it to a plate. Add wine or broth to the hot skillet. Then use a wooden spoon to stir everything together, scraping up the brown bits left in the pan. And then whisk in heavy cream and mustard or another condiment. Et voila! From Real Simple. Summer was our best season. It was sleeping on the back screen porch in cots or trying to sleep in the treehouse. Summer was everything good to eat. It was 1,000 colors in a parched landscape. And that was Harper Lee from To Kill a Mockingbird. Well, we've run out of time for today's Ladies Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading to you for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. As always, if you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138.